Now we have completed the Dzogchen Chenpo Semde empowerment and sacred instruction. For example, with yesterday's 18 empowerment, as I'm reading through them, then I felt that we human beings are making such a big deal about our time, so that there's not enough time. Otherwise, each one of these 18 empowerments and their teachings, you can practice for 1 year. So 18 years practicing them, then you will really realize what these meanings are. I'm not saying you will become Buddha, but you will have realization of those essences. Unless those 18 years are wishy-washy 18 years, you know, if you're really sincerely, wholeheartedly, unshakably, and unconditionally practicing for 18 years, that's what I'm talking about. So that way, one way I felt so fortunate that I received such a great transformation, and I'm able to somehow re-go through this now third time, and it was a great blessing for me. But at the same time, I felt a little bit disappointed. I'm not disappointed. I'm very grateful. But I thought that if there is enough time for me to explain each one of these empowerment and their essential teachings one by one, at least spend 15 minute explanation for each one of these empowerment, because the words are so profound. They are really like a nectar. And that is also, I consider, my great fortune. Because able to appreciate something that is appreciable is also great fortune. Merit and blessing. So I'm not saying I have a big merit, but I really am very, very, very fortunate because of all kind of reasons that I can see. And so I appreciate, at the same time I also felt that also felt annoyed maybe of the humans defilement, all of our defilement, which makes us have such a big illusion about the time, so that even such a great opportunity we sacrifice for our time. And I'm sure all of you also wanted to go home. All of you also have many other things to do, many other Dharma things to do. So that way, this is our shortcoming, as well as sometimes we wouldn't know if we don't have this kind of agenda, then what will we be doing? You know, what else we will be doing? You never know. So that way we can't be too skeptical about it. But now, by being said that, then the essence of the so many transmissions of the Semde, the Rigpa is very essential of the entire practice. And Rigpa is described with a very profound, simple example. That is example of a light of a lamp. Because when you light a lamp, then the lamp, its light itself, will light the light itself. Of course, it will light other things, but light itself will light itself. So therefore, you cannot separate in between the light and then light which is lighting the light. So the same way, Rigpa is that you realize and recognize your essence by itself, not as a subject and object, but in a non-dualistic, primordial, natural sense. So this is one of the many transmissions that you have received. And then I have chosen two, four sentences which are giving teachings about, first is Zong. Zong means castle. Castle means it is to protect yourself from any kind of onslaught. So according to the certain kind of onslaught, then you build your castle accordingly, so that you have fear of somebody going to set up fires, then you make a very solid stone castle. And you're afraid that somebody going to use elephant or something to knock it down, then you make it on the mountainside and very solid, very thick walls. And then you're afraid that somebody might climb it, then you make it very steep and very smooth. So all of these kind of things are about the worldly castle. So now the same word is used here. So this means something that can never be, can never destruct, can never be able to destruct. So indestructible. So ultimate essence of all of us is indestructible, uncorruptible. So that is the definition of Zong. Now here, the Zong, the view, Zong, the meditation, Zong, the action, Zong, the fruition. So now the first meditation. It says, ground awake, that is view. So ground, we all have the primordial essence, ground. And this just have to be awakened and recognized. So that is view. And then with that view, then when you are able to remain in that view, state of that view, then that is gompa. Gompa. Maintaining and continuing that view. And then the activity means interaction, the eye, the form, ear, the sound, etc., etc. So when this interaction takes place, then self-liberation, because this interaction does not waver you and does not derail you from the continuation of the meditation, continuation of the realization. It will not derail you. So that is action. And then no birth, birthless. So that means never born. That means nothing new, because born means something new. We have a new flower growing in our garden. We have a new child born in our family. So like that. So it is new thing. Birth means new. And nothing new, because it is the ground. So when you think about the fruition, you have to go back to the ground, because the fruition of the realization of the ground, then that is the fruition, that is the result. So no birth is debu fruition zong. So this is a fourth zong, and cannot be distracted by anything. Now the next, I thought I will share with all of you, I will teach all of you. That is, this sharing and all these things are, meant for strangers, to be kind of with the sense of fear that other person will misunderstand you, so that you just say, I'm your spiritual friend, I'm sharing this Dharma for you, things like that, and I'm training you, you know. So I'm not training you, I'm not sharing with you anything, I'm just teaching you what I have received, I'm teaching you, that's all. So simple. Now, since I'm transmitting the Dzogchen and the Nyingma and the Rinchen, the Dhammanzu, the sacred transmission of our lineage, I shouldn't be worried about this diplomatic way of doing, saying things, you know. Then say it directly. Now, this four is Ding. Ding is coming from stability. Stability. Stable. Unshakable. So, I give you a very simple example. You stole something long time ago, but nobody knew. And then you became somebody who's very important. And then you somehow shine, you know. You somehow puff up yourself. And you somehow polish yourself. So you're this great person. And very proud. Then you look down at everybody in a very, very confident manner. Then there's somebody who know what you have done 20 years ago. And if that person just say a slight, you know, just a little bit of like a hint of that fallacy of yours, then your whole light and whole splendor, you know, will just disappear like that. And you become like this, you know. And you will behave very well because you are afraid that that person is going to expose you, you know. So that way, it means you have no ding. So if you haven't done anything wrong, then no matter who says what, your splendor, your confidence will never change. And you will become more confident. Because if the whole world says you are a ghost, you know you are not a ghost. So therefore, it doesn't make any difference. And then, actually, there's one benefit for that. That is, we do lots of puja, we sponsor lots of rituals to overcome our obstacles. But if whole world says that you are a ghost when you are not, then you don't have to think about any of the pujas, because that is the biggest puja. 5,000 million people are praying for you. 5,000 million people are doing the puja for you. So that will be the great ritual and great puja for your benefit. All the bad karma of yours will be destroyed and burned by that. And so then at the same time, you will have the great opportunity to have compassion to all of them because they're so ignorant. You're not a ghost, but they all say you're a ghost. So they're so ignorant. So you can have compassion for them so that they can wake up and they will not have bad karma by saying such thing to you. And so that way, you also can make a great tonglen. May I take all of their bad karma because of me, they're saying that I'm a ghost. And so now this karma, can I take this karma and may they all become free from that bad karma? So it is a totally different thing. And so therefore, Ding defines that. Now, Ding is also view, meditation, action, and fruition here described. And spontaneously arisen primordial wisdom, that is the Tawa, the view, Ding. I don't have to explain because you know from the previous one. And primordial wisdom remaining in its place is meditation. Thing. You understand. And then this wisdom, primordial wisdom, penetrate through everything, because there's nothing that can obscure it. If you're remaining in primordial wisdom state, there's nothing that you don't know. Now you become omniscient. You know, you become omniscient in every aspect. So therefore, that is the action thing, activity thing. And wisdom, the primordial wisdom poured from the crown, or the primordial wisdom centralized, that is the fruition. Now, it have several meanings, but I give you two simple meanings. One is, as this body, which is the mandala of the glorious one. And so, as the mandala of the glorious one, then the crown is the mandala of the Dharmakaya of the glorious one. And therefore, that is the realization of the Dharmakaya. That's what Chilu will mean. And at the same time, all phenomena, whatever is there, in whichever kind of aspect, they all are manifestation of the primordial essence. And therefore, the central of all of that is the Dharma Dhatu. And the essence in the Dharma Dhatu is the Dharmakaya. So it have a very vast meaning for this fruition. Again, the fruition and the ground goes together, because it is spontaneously arisen primordial wisdom. When you realize that, that is the center of everything. Then everything manifests from that, is spontaneous without any dualistic stain, without any dualistic stain. So therefore, these two set of four sentences, I thought will represent the teachings here. And of course, there's much more, but I feel now comfortable, because otherwise, it's like a reading transmission. There's no explanation transmission. So now I'm very happy about it. I hope you understood what I have said here.